WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. California Governor Jerry Brown is calling it one of the greatest tragedies in his state's history. The major wildfires that broke out last week have now killed dozens of people and have done billions in damage.
The 15 major wildfires in California have scorched more than 217,000 acres. State Senator Mike McGuire tweeted the fires have done at least $3 billion worth of damage and counting. But Brett Gouveia with CAL FIRE says progress is being made.
We're getting a lot more black line on these fires. Our containment percentages are continuing to go up.
The National Weather Service says rain is in the forecast this week, which will help fire crews. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
As some of us were waking up this morning to a little frost on the ground, it's a reminder that winter isn't that far off. But snow lovers may be disappointed again this winter if predictions from forecasters pan out.
Temperatures look to be slightly more mild.
Perhaps around 1 degree above normal.
And the snow, says the Capital Weather Gang's Matt Ross.
Below normal snow. Something like 8 to 12 inches across the district.
DC DPW Director Christopher Shorter calls that wonderful news, but if they're wrong, he's ready.
The district has more than 400 pieces of equipment that can be deployed during a snow and ice event.
Lots of lessons were learned after Snowzilla in January 2016, like trying not to build up huge snow piles that block sidewalks.
You should not see as much of that in the future because we are actually training to it.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Meanwhile, tree experts say Virginia may have its worst season in years for fall foliage, and they're blaming a dry stretch over the summer. The experts say the trees that turn yellow are already browning, and trees that turn red aren't reaching their full potential this fall. Maryland Attorney General Brian Frosch has filed a friend of the court brief in support of a lawsuit that's challenging the president's ban on transgender individuals in the military.
The point here is if somebody wants to serve our country, if somebody says, I'm willing to lay down my life for the United States, the answer ought to be thank you. We shouldn't be discriminating against people because of their gender perceived or otherwise.
Plus, Frosch says the ban on transgender individuals is illegal. He says it violates Civil Rights Act prohibitions on discrimination based on gender. New figures suggest that fewer drivers in Maryland are illegally passing stopped school buses. A survey of school bus drivers by the State Department of Education finds that they saw a drop in the number of violations last year. But the numbers do remain high. On one single day last spring, bus drivers across Maryland reported a total of nearly 3,400 violations. There's a big meeting today in the NFL on the national anthem controversy.
NFL policy allows players to choose whether or not to stand. Today at an owners' meeting, union leaders, players, and the owners will brainstorm ways to address the controversy. Players want their cause recognized, and the league is pushing for a unified stance on the anthem.
Correspondent Clayton Neville. Four men running for Montgomery County executive squared off in a debate last night trying to draw distinctions between themselves. Traffic congestion, the minimum wage, those were among the issues discussed by Democrats Mark Elrich, George Leventhal, Roger Berliner, and Bill Frick. All but Frick are current members of the Montgomery County Council. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,957, the NASDAQ at 66,24. Sports, the Yankees take Game 3 of the ALCS. Game 4 is this evening. Game 3 of the NLCS is tonight as the Cubs host the Dodgers. Monday Night Football, Tennessee beats Indianapolis. Hockey, the Caps host Toronto tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues live from the White House on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day. The new 4K a day on WMAL. The money's falling from the sky every weekday. Details at WMAL.com. And listen here. The new 4K a day on WMAL.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
All
also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes, tune-ups, and light mechanical repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 coming southbound through Rockville. We're bogged down here with the latest crash. It's going to be southbound near 28 along the left side. Delays as you come south of 118. And it's pretty much continuous now on toward the 270 spur. Alert through that stretch. We're okay crossing the Legion Bridge in each direction. Over at the Wilson Bridge, your backup's near Route 5. Route 4, Route 5, pushing up through to the Beltway. I haven't had any incidents reported there this morning. It's been a slow go, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, but improving. The crash on the BW Parkway south at Route 100, that's gone, and those delays just about cleared out. It's Route 100 where you really want to avoid. We had the slowdowns to get up toward the crash, and then getting up to the exit for the BW Parkway, have a brand new accident blocks the right lane. So again, that's Route 100 westbound, just jam solid here as you leave 97. Eastbound 100 is okay. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures staying down below average for a change, and frost advisories around west and north expire mid-morning. Sunny, low 60s this afternoon. Tonight cleared down into the mid-40s, suburbs colder. Sunny tomorrow, low 70s. Thursday a little warmer, mostly sunny in the mid-70s. From the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
Right now, 43 in Leesburg, 39 in Greenbelt, 48 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. A new poll finds President Trump's approval ratings holding steady. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Well, good morning. Live from the White House this morning. Mornings on the Mall. Here's who's coming up. Kevin Hassett joins us at 7:35 this morning. Mercedes Schlapp, 8:05. And then we've got Secretary Wilbur Ross at 8:15. And then White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders at 8:35. And rounding off the show, the Vice President of the United States joins us at 8:50 this morning. All ahead on this White House edition of Mornings on the Mall. Vince Colanay is alongside Mary Walter.
And joining us right now, Tony Saig, Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs for the U.S. Department of the Treasury. Tony, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall. It's so good to see you.
Mary, my friend, great to see you. And, of course, my buddy Vince, great to start the morning with you all.
This is like old home week here.
And I'm glad I have the leading batting position for quite an all-star lineup today. So very excited to start off with you all.
And we're glad to have you. So, Tony, we're talking about, obviously, the tax bill, the proposed tax bill. And a lot of people have a lot of questions, but it's hard to really answer those questions if we don't have more specifics. Mm-hmm. You know, we're talking three tax brackets now as opposed to, I think it was seven before. Mm-hmm. And the claim is that the majority of Americans will see their taxes go down. A lot of people are worried, though, am I in that not part of the majority that are going to see my taxes go up? What can you tell them?
Well, I'll tell you this. On the individual side, our focus is definitely a middle income tax cut and making the code a lot more simple. You have 95% of Americans who use some sort of assistance to file their taxes. We think that's ridiculous, and that's what happens when you don't reform taxes for over 30 years. So by simplifying, by reducing rates, the vast majority of Americans are definitely going to get a tax cut, and that is our plan. We obviously have a unified framework that we have agreed to with the congressional leadership, but at this point, the idea is to have more members of Congress, particularly from the tax writing committees, Ways and Means in the House and Finance in the Senate, actually draft the legislation. So we have that process underway now, and in that process, I can tell you the unified emphasis is to deliver Americans a major tax cut on the individual side and on the business side, creating a much more competitive system. We have the highest corporate taxes in the developed world. Our small businesses are getting crushed when they pay the highest individual rate, which is right now 39.6. Under our unified framework, we have a small business top rate of 25%. That's the lowest in 80 years. The president calls that rocket fuel for small business growth and development and reinvestment. And on the corporate side, we're planning to bring it down to about 20, which brings us in a much more competitive position to compete globally. And I know you mentioned you're going to have our chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors, Kevin Hassett, in a bit. He'll talk to you about his incredible report that just came out yesterday that really shows that when you reduce corporate taxes, you're actually helping workers be because that is where the reinvestment of money that companies save on the capital expensing side, that they save on the tax side, gets reinvested. And lastly, we have a model that literally incentivizes profits of American multinational companies to remain offshore. We want to go to what the president calls an American model, so we reinvest that here in this country to expand businesses and create wage growth and job opportunity.
Yeah, so you talk about, I think a lot of people and across the country can internalize why a lower corporate tax rate would work to their benefit. If corporations are paying less, they have less expenses to pass on to their customers, and they can hire more workers, they can have more capital investment. That all makes, I think, a lot of sense to most workers. On the individual tax side, and this is the question I'm going to be asking all morning. I'll start with you. You're our first up. There's this chance, and some people have made estimates that up to 25% of the middle class under the current framework could see actually a tax hike under this Trump plan. And the reason for that is if they're sitting at the 25% bracket now, and they end up in the 25% bracket under the new Trump framework, and they don't have these deductibles anymore, their taxes could go up. Is that the kind of thing right now that behind the scenes the White House and Republican legislators are working on fixing and stopping from happening?
Well, as you correctly point out, Vince, you know, we haven't set distribution tables yet. We haven't really set a lot of the details that are going to make these determinations, because we really did want this to go through regular order. A big critique of the health care legislation, and for those who don't really necessarily pay attention to these term of arts, but regular order basically means the normal process, how legislation goes through Congress. We want to make sure that with this tax legislation, members, committees have the opportunity to really inform what happens in there. The frameworks were basically just these parameters through which we wanted to make sure that legislation remained. So as the details get worked out, I think you're going to see that the vast majority of Americans are going to definitely get a net tax cut. And look, when you eliminate deductions, you know, when you get a broad-basing kind of approach as we've gone to, but you're lowering rates, the idea is nobody pays higher taxes.
Right.
We're not necessarily going to be able to guarantee everybody gets the same level of a tax cut, and that's why our emphasis and our commitment remains to making sure that middle-income families receive the largest benefit from the tax
cut. Yeah, I mean, next year I just want my actual tax bill to be smaller. Or the same. I mean, in the light of what this will be, as you said, rocket fuel to the economy, I think a lot of people can rationalize, okay, I can pay the same tax bill, but to pay more? That doesn't seem like, especially if you're in the middle class, that doesn't seem like the Trump mandate.
Correct, and that's exactly why we're working as hard as we are on focus on the middle class tax cut. And let's not forget, another major theme for us is fairness. You know, what's happened in 30 years of not having any tax reform is the wealthy and the well-connected have largely been able to benefit from inaction, or maybe the action taken on their behalf by a lobbyist. The average American family has not had that same benefit. So when we do things like doubling the standard deduction, we're trying to compensate for the fact that we are getting rid of a lot of these deductions, other deductions that really benefit families, but we're also going to lower their rates. And in the case of most middle-income families, we're going to expand the child tax credit, which is a big initiative of Ivanka Trump. And then when you throw on top of that the potential for workers to receive per average of $4,000 a year extra in income because of what we're doing on the business tax side, that is a major tax cut for many Americans.
One of the things that a lot of our listeners, as we've been talking about this, have been saying as well, you know, there are more people who aren't going to pay taxes now. That was something that President Trump said. Hey, there are a lot. We're going to expand that group of people. Shouldn't more people have skin in the game? Shouldn't everybody have skin in the game? Because once you have more people not paying, down the road, if they have to start to pay, they're going to scream. And if they're not paying, somebody else is paying more.
You know, Mary, that's obviously a very good point, and one that's often discussed in terms of, you know, where we should make sure more Americans at least have some part of the federal system. Now, we do believe that by expanding, though, that zero tax base, tax rate rather, to Vince's point, you are protecting those people who in the process of getting rid of deductions and, you know, simplifying the code, you don't want to make sure they're paying more in taxes. So by doubling the standard deduction, that's really protecting a lot of those taxpayers. And, you know, by expanding the zero rate, is we've essentially taken the current 10% rate and absorbed that into that zero rate. And we've really focused more on not taxing people in a way that is unfair. And that's what you've had basically for 30 years, is that you've had a tax system that has largely only benefited very few people well-connected here in Washington who've been able to make sure that their special interest loophole has been accommodated.
All right, Tony Sayegh, he's the Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs for the U.S. Department of the Treasury. Good friend here at Mornings on the Mall. Appreciate you stopping by, Tony, kicking us off here this morning as the White House and the Treasury Department, in this case, makes the pitch for tax reform to our great listeners. Thank you, sir.
Great to be with you both. Thank you.
Nice to have you here, sir. It's 7:15 on WMAL.
WMAL traffic and weather is every 10 minutes. First on the 5, Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A little bit busy around the Beltway. Maryland, let's start first. As you're coming out of Virginia on that inner loop stretch approaching River Road, had to crash. They've contained that. Well, it looks like it does still block the right lane. So again, from the American Legion Bridge to River Road, watch for that crash. Top side of the Beltway, have the delays, 95 to George Avenue. That's pretty normal. But in the backups near Colesville Road, one was reported right in that stretch. Looks like that one is contained to the shoulder. 270 southbound. Here we go. Once you get through Urbana and Hyattstown, next set of delays as you push through Germantown onto the 270 spur in the backups at 28. Still with the accident activity. They had the vehicles to the left shoulder, but they had some debris they needed to clear up along the left side. Route 100 westbound jammed this morning. Had the latest problem was the exit ramp to the BW Parkway right in that stretch for the crash. Coming eastbound approaching the BW Parkway, you're okay. No problems to report right now heading to the Wilson Bridge, but the heavy delays back near Route 5. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good looking weather, finally some good feeling weather for this time of year. Temperature staying down below average for a change, and frost advisories around west and north expire mid-morning. Sunny, low 60s this afternoon. Tonight cleared down into the mid-40s, suburbs colder. Sunny tomorrow, low 70s. Thursday a little warmer, mostly sunny in the mid-70s. For the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 47 degrees at 7:16 on WMAL.
Learn how to budget, plan, and build your dream home at the Chantilly Log and Timber Home Show. Attend free educational workshops, look at floor plans and design ideas, and meet with custom wood home builders and architects. This weekend only at the Dulles Expo Center. Discount tickets at logandtimberhomeshow.com.
Well, that was fun.
It was so exciting. We're just kicking it off.
Having Tony Sayegh here at the White House. We're broadcasting live from the White House this morning. Again, we're going to be talking to other White House Trump administration officials all morning as they talk to you about tax reform and why they think you should be all in. As, you know, the kind of the wrangling continues on the Hill to get support for this thing. So we'll be checking in with them. But the wrangling continued in part yesterday at the White House as President Trump, Mitch McConnell meeting for that lunch that's getting so much buzz, and that the, you know, the press was hauled out to the Rose Garden to sort of, you know, assess all of this. And of course, you can't have a Trump press conference these days without somebody asking about the great state of Russia. Of Russia, yes, that's right.
Russia, so, Russia, Russia.
There were Russia questions yesterday, and here's the President of the United States answering yet again questions about the Russians.
If it would help Special Counsel Robert Mueller get to the end of the Russia investigation.
Well, I'd like to see it end. Look, the whole Russian thing was an excuse. Excuse me. The whole Russian thing was an excuse for the Democrats losing the election, and it turns out to be just one excuse. I mean, today Hillary blamed Nigel Farage. That one came out of nowhere. So that was just an excuse for the Democrats losing an election that, frankly, they have a big advantage in the Electoral College. They should always be able to win in the Electoral College, but they were unable to do it. So there has been absolutely no collusion. It's been stated that they have no collusion. They ought to get to the end of it, because I think the American public is sick of it. Go ahead.
The American people are sick of it, which, by the way, is true. Either they're sick of it or desperately hoping it ends in impeachment, right? I mean, this seems to be the either side of the coin here. But the president is following on what we've heard for many, many months now, including recently a couple weeks ago from the Senate Intel Committee, came out and did that press conference, remember? And they were like, yeah, we don't have the collusion thing nailed down yet.
Well, and they're not reporting that, of course. No, we're going to ask more about Russia. We're just going to keep hammering this. And again, the president is showing where he gets it. He gets us. He's so far, he's so in tune with I think, middle America. I really believe that. And it's amazing and fascinating to me, which is why I continue to bring it up, that he really shows that he gets it. Because outside of the Beltway, outside of the liberal enclaves on the coasts, people are sick of Russia. They really, truly are. And by him saying that they're sick of this, we're done, and they keep asking.
Well, also, their sense is, appropriately, is that the attention that's paid to any development in this so-called Russia-Trump collusion story is way over its skis every time we get a new development. So, for instance, what have we found out in the past few weeks? Facebook says they have $100,000 in advertising purchased by Russians. How much of that advertising happened during the election? Oh, less than half of it. Okay. So let's say $55,000 of that money was spent after the election, irrelevant to influencing the electorate. Again, so now you're talking like $45,000 was spent by Russians on Facebook in an election that had over $2.5 billion spent in it. $2.5 billion was spent on the last election, and you're saying $45,000 in Facebook advertising changed the whole damn thing. So when you see stories like that, why wouldn't you say, my goodness, these people are engaged in conspiracy theorizing? They're literally taking the smallest signals they can find and turning them into the biggest stories we've ever consumed. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and meanwhile, you've got the president sort of restating the obvious, which is what we've heard many, many times since literally in the hours after John Podesta told everyone, we're going to continue to fight. And Hillary Clinton was like, no, we're not. We're conceding. Which is, there are a million reasons Hillary lost the election, and none of them have to do with Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton's fitness for office.
No. And the Veselnitskaya memo, and I'm looking for it right now, but I believe it was Politico yesterday.
Veselnitskaya. I'm so glad you can say that well.
Well, remember in the beginning, you had to walk me through it because the two of us, we just kept stumbling over it all the time. But now that's a word that I'm going to, when I can't remember what I had for breakfast, I'm going to be able to pronounce Veselnitskaya. But anyway, I believe it was Politico yesterday posted that the contents of her memo, her notes, the notes that she took to the meeting with Donald Trump Jr. Were published by I believe it's a Russian publication. And guess what they were? They weren't talking about Hillary Clinton. It was all about the Magnitsky Act.
No.
That's what it was about. It was all about the Magnitsky Act.
Foiled again.
That's what the whole thing was. It was the premise, apparently, was, hey, we've got information for you on Hillary Clinton in order to secure the meeting with Donald Trump Jr. And then we find out, oh, wait, that's not at all what it was about.
Yeah, this is getting into Obama birth certificate territory. This is just...
No, this is legitimate.
Well, anyway, for whatever it is, we're going to keep following it as we're live here from the White House. We've got a lot of great guests coming up for you, including the Council of Economic Advisors Chairman Kevin Hassett joining us in mere moments, 7:22 here on WMAL.
Critics are calling Only the Brave a stunning tribute to true American heroes.
Cars making a run toward our hometown.
A masterpiece. Josh Brolin, Miles Teller, Jeff Bridges, and Jennifer Connelly.
We are in front of the flaming front!
Only the Brave, directed by Joseph Kosinski. Rated PG-13. Friday.
Veselnitskaya.
All right, how safe is your home? I ask you this because I want you to know that when you need to be aware. When you leave the house, you got to make sure the doors are locked. I think we just do it as second nature, right? You want to make sure that your windows are locked. You want to make sure when you go to bed at night, you maybe a light on somewhere on a timer. So when it comes to making your home safe, the buck stops with you. And like me, I look for the right help for the right job. So who do I trust and recommend for you to keep your home safe? Ackerman Security Systems. You know, Ackerman Security has been known as the sign of real security for half a century. The police know it. The criminals know it, and that's important. I know it. Now you know it. Ackerman is the only home security expert in America to actually guarantee against burglary. Join the 1 million Americans that trust Ackerman Security to help make their home safe. You can learn why Ackerman is the nation's safest. Just go to NoTheftGuarantee.com. That's No Theft Guarantee for Ackerman Security.
This is what losing 60 pounds in a year sounds like. Because after Jane posted her first picture, she got 300 likes in 1 hour. And even though it was a long journey, we made it easier with gym discounts and a personal plan. And that's cause for celebration.
Whose phone is that?
Whoop, mine.
Aetna, you don't join us. We join you. Find out more at AetnaWeJoinYou.com.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry started over a decade ago because I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population, those individuals who had a fear associated with previous dental experiences. It's estimated over 1 in 10 adults are so fearful of receiving treatment that they'll only seek it when they experience an extreme dental emergency, like a broken tooth or an abscess. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and we interact with these patients a little differently. With much more of a TLC approach. The McMillan difference is empathy. My highly trained staff treats patients like members of their own family. We listen, we don't judge, and we strive to make our patients feel completely comfortable during their procedures, ranging from general and cosmetic dentistry to full mouth implants. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call 703-503-9490 online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
It's 725 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, around the Beltway. Just keep alert, please, as you pass River Road on the inner loop side. So coming out of Virginia, that's why we have some of these unusual delays here. The lanes of the Beltway are open. It's coming off of River Road and merging onto the inner loop right at the end of that exit ramp. That's where we still have some activity. You'll see the flashing lights there, everybody. Also in the outer loop, you can see the activity. For 270 South in Rockville, you pass 28. Had the crash that was along the left side, and that's now in the delays coming through Germantown down through to the Capitol Beltway. How's the Baltimore-Washington Parkway doing? If you're wondering, we had the earlier long-standing crash. Southbound BW Parkway, Route 100 cleared. Now it's about Route 100 clearing out. It was slow to get there, and then we had a crash in the backups and the delays. Let's get you through town, and that's not so bad. Southeast Southwest Freeway, the volume forming, but we've been incident-free coming across the 14th Street Bridge out of Virginia. Good in the 3rd Street Tunnel. No problems to report currently. Beltway through Annandale and Tysons, but the delays are really getting a bit solid in there again from the toll road heading into Maryland across the Legion Bridge band. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Chilly morning. Finally, frost advisories to the west and north will expire mid-morning. Plenty of sunshine throughout the day. 63. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it's 47 degrees at 726 on WMAL. Well, Vince, we are broadcasting live from the White House today. It's very exciting. And we have so many guests that are going to be joining us to discuss the president's tax plan. This is a big push to get you money back in your pocket. That is the point of this. So we're going to hopefully get some more details. We're going to hash this out with a lot of guests coming up at 7:35. Kevin Hassett, he's with the Council of Economic Advisors. He's the chair. So hopefully have a lot of answers for us. At 8:05, Mercedes Schlapp, friend of the show, President Trump's senior advisor for strategic communications. At 8:15, Secretary Wilbur Ross, the United States Secretary of Commerce. At 8:35, House Press Secretary, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And at 8:50, it is the Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence, who will be joining us here on WMAL. So a lot of opportunities for us to ask questions. And if you have something you'd like us to ask, you can tweet us at WMALDC.
Please.
We'll try to get to your questions, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to find out. Look, the case that they're going to have to make for the press is that the growth from this will be rocket fuel for the economy. They, despite the fact that they're cutting taxes, that they can grow at record levels. You'll hear that this morning and a lot of our questions about, is this truly a tax cut for the middle class? I keep wondering, they ask that. We'll get the answer to it, hopefully.
728 on WMAL.
Your heart is amazing, pumping 2,000 gallons of blood through your body every day. But if something goes wrong inside, like a valve problem or a structural or congenital heart defect, you'd want the region's leading team of cardiac physicians at your side. Like the specialists at MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute at MedStar Washington Hospital Center. Recognized nationally by U.S. News and World Report, our team approach to structural heart disease is one of many reasons for our national recognition. For 10 years, we've participated in every major clinical trial for TAVR, an advanced minimally invasive approach to aortic valve replacement. And we've performed more of these procedures than any other team in the Baltimore, Washington region. We have the experience you can trust. When you need an expert structural heart team, don't miss a beat. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/structural heart or schedule an appointment at 202-877-DOCS. That's 202-877-DOCS.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Go! It's like Shark Tank in the great outdoors. Tonight on an all-new Adventure Capitalist.
Today, I'm asking for $1 million.
Thrill-seeking investors. Put products to the test.
I think it has a lot of potential.
Go big or go home.
So you're saying it's that much better?
Yes.
It's 10 times better. Yes. We'll be the judge of that.
Adventure Capitalist, all new tonight at 10.
Wait, can I just take a second? I beat all of you.
Yeah, you did.
CNBC, get yours.
And coming up on WMAL, we'll be joined by Kevin Hassett. He is the chair of the Council of Economic Advisors to tell us how you can save money under President Trump's tax plan. It is now 7:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. More people who were displaced by the California wildfires have now been told they can go home.
Firefighters here in Northern California have been very confident in the progress they have been making. We've been seeing the containment numbers on some of the biggest fires impacting here in Sonoma County, also Napa County, ticking upward. For example, the Tubbs Fire, about 36,000 acres. It's now at 75% containment. And also the Nuns Fire at 51,000 acres, now at 53% containment. And with those greater containment numbers come more evacuees that are able to return home, though some of them will not have the home that they had to return to.
Correspondent Karen Kafa. Weather forecasters expect a milder than average winter for us again this year, and less snow than average too for a second straight year. But if there is big snow, Christopher Shorter, the director of the D.C. Department of Public Works, says they'll be ready.
The district has more than 400 pieces of equipment that can be deployed during a snow and ice event. We significantly increased our contracted services to ensure additional resources can be used in a large-scale snow or ice event.
A survey of Maryland school bus drivers reveals that they may be seeing a drop-off in the number of drivers who illegally pass stopped buses. But the number is still alarmingly high. On a single day last spring, bus drivers across the state reported nearly 3,400 violations. That was down about 1,000 from the same time last year. And NFL owners meet today with players and union leaders to try to brainstorm ways to address the national anthem controversy. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,957, the NASDAQ at 66,24. Sports sponsored by LifeLock. The Titans beat the Colts on Monday Night Football. Baseball, the Yankees beat the Astros in ALCS Game 3. NHL, the Caps host the Maple Leafs tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues live from the White House on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Don't buy new carpets. Get a zero-res deep clean and save. Three rooms of carpet. It's clean for just $159. Book at ZeroResDC.com. That's ZeroResDC.com.
Say, are you a single person on the dating scene? Well, join the club, man. Plenty of people out there are single and loving it. But what if you don't wish to remain single? Don't worry. Love will surely find you. It might happen at, let's just say, a baseball game. There you are in the stands, having a beer and a Frankfurter and rooting for your home team. Suddenly, a gorgeous person of the opposite sex approaches you and asks if you're in her seat. You compare tickets, and somehow you've both been issued the same one. Management feels terrible and immediately moves you together to a private box. There you fall madly in love, and your team wins the World Series, and you catch the winning home run on your wedding day. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your It's Just Lunch matchmaker will personally set you up on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Equifax recently announced a breach of 143 million identities, and you need to take steps to get protection. Be among the millions who trust their identity theft protection to LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com. Use promo code RISK for 10% off. Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Eliminate distractions while you're driving. If you take your eyes off the road for just 2 seconds, it doubles your chances of crashing. Children and bicyclists can be quick crossing the road unexpectedly or emerging suddenly between two parked cars. Reduce your risk by not using your cell phone or eating while driving. Always keep your eyes on the road and two hands on the steering wheel. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
I'm a lover, a car lover that is, and I've always taken mine to Jiffy Lube for their signature service oil change. They
they pioneered the quick lube industry and reminder stickers, too. Now, I even take my car to Jiffy Lube to replace my lights, wipers, and rotate my tires. Some stores even do brakes and spark plugs, and they follow manufacturer recommendations and maintain my vehicle's warranty. Plus, I could still just pull in without an appointment, and they're locally owned. My Jiffy Lube just gets better with age. Me too, just saying.
You've heard the saying that the only two sure things in life are death and taxes. Well, I'm going to add a third thing to that list. Autumn leaves will clog your gutters. Unclogging those gutters is really messy and really dangerous. Hey, it's Chris Plant here for the Leaf Guard Gutter System. It's the only one-piece covered gutter system on the market today. It's perfectly engineered to let water in and keep leaves and debris out. Best of all, Leaf Guard comes with a lifetime no-clog warranty. If they ever do clog, Leaf Guard will unclog them for free. I've seen firsthand how LeafGuard works, and it's an amazing product. Right now, get 80% off labor and a $100 Visa gift card with your whole home gutter system purchase. Set up your in-home estimate today, and they'll also throw in a $50 restaurant.com voucher with your free estimate. No purchase necessary. Call 703-291-3114. That's 703-291-3114. Or visit BeldonDC.com. That's BeldonDC.com.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 395 between Etzel Road and the 14th Street Bridge. Heavy volume, but oh dear, watch here in the HOV lanes. We have a broken down car. It's going to be HOV commuters before you get to the bridge. Spanish Pass Boundary Channel. And it's sideways in the right lane. It's a dark car. No help with it. And I'm watching commuters go to the far right shoulder to get around it. Two left lanes until help can get there. Please go slowly and be safe there before the 14th Street Bridge. Now, let's get you in from the west. Route 7. It's been a good morning here so far out of Leesburg as you work yourself eastbound. Same story with the Georgetown Pike. Heavy volume, but of course we see that at this time of the rush hour, but no incidents reported. 66 were bunched up in Manassas towards Centerville, again in Fair Oaks. Through Falls Church in the westbound direction, 66 slowing. Maryland, Beltway, Interloop, as you pass River Road, the accident confined mostly to the right shoulder. As you're coming off of River Road to exit onto the Beltway, you'll see that activity. And for 270 out of Clarksburg down to the Beltway, stop and go. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Much chillier air now settling in. Sky crystal clear. We'll keep it that way throughout the daytime hours today. Frost advisories west and north expire mid-morning. Mostly sunny later, 63. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 35 in Haymarket, 37 in Germantown, 47 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Morning from the White House. This is Vince and I, Mary Walter here at the White House, and we have a great lineup for you. We're talking about the president's tax plan, and joining us at 8:05, Mercedes Schlapp, the president's senior advisor for strategic communications. At 8:15, it's Secretary Wilbur Ross. At 8:35, House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and at 8:50, Vice President Mike Pence. Joining us right now, Kevin Hassett from the Council of Economic Advisors. He is the chairman.
Good morning, Kevin. You seem pretty pumped because yesterday you came out with a new report about this tax plan. What was in the report that has you so joyful this morning?
Oh, well, mostly I'm joyful this morning because I'm on my hometown radio program here.
Well, that's a good Washingtonian,
great. But yeah, it's great to be here with you guys and listen all the time. You know, yesterday we put out a report that told us how the economy would respond to President Trump and the Big Six's economic plan. And the basic idea is, as a background setting, that we've been in this world for the last decade or so where profits have grown quite a bit, about 11% a year for America's corporations, but wages have barely moved at all. And we looked into the literature that studied why this happens and found that there's a disconnect between how well firms are doing and how well workers are doing, because the firms have moved all their profits overseas because we're the highest corporate tax place on earth. And so what we need to do is come up with a tax plan that encourages firms to locate their activity back here. If they do that, then they'll demand more workers and drive up wages.
So to bring a bunch of money back, they can hire more people is the
exactly.
concept here. I've seen some criticism in the past 24 hours of your assessment, mm-hmm. of your analysis. For one, I'm interested to find out, is this the rosiest analysis, the one that you presented, or do you think it's sort of like what you expect to be the average? And what are those numbers, by the way?
Oh, sure. You know, and so we report important to study that we think that going out a few years in the medium term, that the tax bill that we've just seen would, according to the conservative estimates in the literature, add about $4,000 a year to the typical American family's wages or take-home pay. But that's a very conservative number. We talk about a whole range of studies,
right,
and there are many that give you numbers that are more than double that.
And to get to the specific criticism, there's a lot that's been made by the press of the fact that a 2012 study was removed from the Treasury Department's website, which showed that just 18% of the corporate tax burden fell on workers. This assessment, the one you put out yesterday, says something like 75% of the corporate tax burden falls on workers.
Well,
right?
Well, we don't in this study talk a lot about what share falls on workers and what share falls on corporations, because that's a very technical issue.
Yes.
But there's a study that we rely on at one point in the paper that estimates what share of the corporate tax burden is borne by workers, and they find that it's 58%. If we apply their estimate to get how much wages go up because of the tax reform, then we get $9,000. Our conservative estimate is that it's $4,000. And so if you back it out, it's not so inconsistent with that Treasury study you mentioned. Now, I'm not aware of why they pulled it down. The number seems really far away from everything else in the literature, so they might have found an error or something,
but I didn't talk to them about that. It seems inconsistent with the current numbers that the administration is putting out, so that makes sense.
Well, no, I don't think it is inconsistent, really. Like, again, so that I think that if you look at our numbers and compare it to the paper that estimated it, then because we're at 4,000, not 9,000, the number is much closer to even if you use that study.
Okay.
A Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer called your analysis. He says it relies on fake math and that wages have remained flat amid record corporate profits. And he said that's proof positive that companies already have a cash windfall, but they're not using it to boost wages. So what do you say to him?
Well, the cash is in Ireland. That's why it's not helping our wages here. But if Senator Schumer, you know, right now, I challenge you to go to the chalkboard with me and show me where the math is wrong. You won't be able to do it. And so if you're going to have a soundbite attacking us, you should try to make it more substantive than that.
Well, besides Chuck Schumer, you've taken other people to the woodshed. I saw Larry Kudlow, who we speak to regularly, saying that you just beat up all over the Tax Policy Center because they came out and gave a negative assessment of the president's tax plan here. But your response to them was what?
Well, I just think, again, that what one needs to do is focus on the evidence, focus on the objective facts, and not just, you know, cast around presumptions about what might happen. The Tax Policy Center study was very premature because they filled in a bunch of holes that are being negotiated in the Senate right now. And if you look at the choices they made on assumptions, they tended to choose assumptions that were really quite harmful to those who really, and hopefully in both parties, that want to have a bipartisan tax reform.
As we discuss this, one of the things the administration is relying on is this idea that cutting taxes so dramatically is going to result in what we're hearing is rocket fuel growth for the economy, and in return, it'll drive all these tax revenues. Tell us about the precedent for that assessment. As you assess this, what do you look back on historically and say, that's right, when you cut taxes, you see massive growth in revenue?
Well, first, you know, some people take that argument too far. If you're going to cut taxes and get more revenue, then it needs to be because, you know, a whole bunch of stuff changes, and if you cut a tax on something that's not going to change, you're not going to get a lot more revenue. But if you go back to 1994, when under Bill Clinton, we lifted the corporate tax rate, which is about the last corporate tax increase that we've ever seen on Earth, the average rate in the OECD countries, you know, the big developed countries, was about 39, so they're above us. The average rate now is 24, and what we've seen is countries all around the world have been cutting their corporate rate in order to attract businesses and drive up worker wages and drive up revenues, and they've done it again and again and again because it works, and we're just out of that game, and our workers are suffering because of it.
Are there any countries in particular that you can think of that you reflect on? You're like, man, just look at what they did, and it was such a huge boon to their economy.
Well, sure, you know, Hassett's an Irish name. If you go look at the Irish economy and the Irish tax rate, which is about the lowest of the OECD, you'll see astonishing things going on there. Now, certainly they had a big problem in the financial crisis like about a lot of other countries, but they've posted growth that is really miraculous in the last few years.
Well, Kevin Hassett, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Kevin Hassett, the chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors, and thank you for taking the time to join us this morning. We'll both chat with you and at you soon.
Great,
yes,
great
yes.
To be here.
Nice to talk to you.
You should call in sometime. See, if you're listening, you should pick up the phone and call.
You got to let me through.
That's Heather. Just tell her who you are. It's 743 on WMAL.
Don't buy new carpets. Get a Zero-Res Deep Clean and save. Three rooms of carpets clean for just $159. Book at ZeroResDC.com. That's ZeroResDC.com.
When my mom had her health crisis, I learned how important it is to have accessible medical records. That sparked my passion for health informatics. UMUC's program is one of the few accredited by a leading health informatics commission.
Give your career a healthy boost at University of Maryland University College. We offer more than 90 degrees, certificates, and specializations, many in high-demand fields like health informatics administration, nursing for registered nurses, gerontology and aging services, psychology, and more. Learn the skills you can apply right away from a respected public state university with scholarships and financing options for those who qualify and no GRE or GMAT required.
Now I'm teaching nurses and doctors to keep medical records safe.
Find out what a valuable investment a UMUC degree can be. Ask our advisors about a variety of scholarship and financing options and save even more with UMUC's open education resources. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Recently, my dentist, I had this dentist for 20 years, and he gave me the bad news that he was retiring. So Larry O'Connor told me I had to go meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. So I did. And after visiting their office and talking to them, I cannot say enough wonderful things about them. I'm not a fan of dentistry. I have issues. So I don't like it. But after getting to know them, they made me feel so comfortable that when I told them about what makes me nervous, they're like, that's nothing. That's perfectly normal. So I didn't feel judged by them at all. And that was really important to me. The dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry specializes in people like you and me get a little nervous, maybe even fearful of going to the dentist. So they put you in control of your appointment. They don't rush you. If you're anxious, they can give you something that will calm you just before your appointment. If you're fearful, you can literally sleep through it. Now, if you need another reason, give them a call, because right now Bethesda Sedation Dentistry will donate $100 for hurricane relief for every new patient visit now through October. So call Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. It is the first step for your dental health to improve. Take care of a nagging tooth pain. Just have a beautiful smile and help support hurricane relief. Call Rocky now at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. It is now 7:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heavy rush hour delays here coming now off the Greenway and onto the toll road. This seems to be our normal slowdowns through Herndon and Reston as we push eastbound through South Riding 50, bunching up a bit. Crews were responding to see if there was an incident along the way heading toward 28, so do be careful there. No problems to report currently on 66 through Manassas Centerville, albeit well below speed. Fair Oaks toward the Beltway, westbound through Falls Church, slowing. Now, for 395, still have this broken down car. Let's see, no help with it yet. 395 in the HOV lanes. It's in the far right lane. It's a dark car. It's sideways. Everyone trying to get around it, even using the shoulder. So be very careful until they can, again, block that lane safely for that vehicle. No problems to report right now as you head to the Wilson Bridge, but it's the volume back near Route 5. Suitland Parkway, boy, we're bunched up, pushing toward 295 with the travel lanes there reported open. Top side of the Beltway, Inner Loop. As you head toward College Park, the crash was reported Inner Loop near New Hampshire Avenue. Outer Loop, we have the slowdowns 95 to Georgia. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Much chillier air now settling in. Sky crystal clear. We'll keep it that way throughout the daytime hours today. Frost advisories west and north expire mid-morning. Mostly sunny later, 63. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 47 degrees at 7:47 on WMAL. Vince, guess who's in the news? Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. Remember Bo Bergdahl? President Obama approved a Taliban prisoner swap that brought Bo Bergdahl home in 2014. And
so five Taliban back for him.
Yeah, he exchanged five Taliban back for him. A lot of criticism for that move, but yet President Obama and Susan Rice, remember, lauded Bo Bergdahl. The president said, we leave no man behind, but a lot of people in the military are very upset with it because the allegation was that he walked away and left his post, and there were some of his comrades were seriously wounded looking for him.
And killed, rather, too.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, people killed in the search for Bo Bergdahl.
A Navy SEAL suffered a leg-ending career wound. An Army National Guard sergeant had a head wound that put him in a wheelchair looking for Bo Bergdahl. Well, Bo Bergdahl yesterday told a military judge that he's pleading guilty to desertion and misbehavior before the enemy. He's quoted as saying, I understand that leaving was against the law when he decided to walk off of his post in 2009, and that prompted that intense search and recovery mission. He said, at the time, I had had no intention of causing search and recovery operations. And he says, now I understand that, you know, my decision prompted all these efforts to try to find me. He is accused of endangering his comrades by abandoning his post without authorization. He told a general after he was released, he was held by the Taliban for 5 years, and he told a general after he was released from captivity that he did this whole thing, with the intention of reaching other commanders and drawing attention to what he saw as problems with his unit. So his story is, well, I left in the middle of the night, surrounded by in country that we know is inhospitable in Afghanistan. We knew there was Taliban out there because I was going to walk to another camp and I was going to find another American commander and tell him that we got problems in our unit. I don't know how much I buy that, but that is not for me to decide. They say it's not clear whether his defense has conceded that he's responsible for this chain of events that his desertion prompted or not. And the prosecution and defense have not agreed to stipulation of facts. So this means that they did not reach a deal to limit his punishment. He's hoping for leniency from the judge because he's not going to get a jury trial. He's going to be judged by the judge. He'll just be in front of a judge and the judge will hand down the sentence. It won't be in front of a jury. The misbehavior charge carries a maximum penalty of life in prison. The desertion charge is punishable by up to 5 years. So I would assume one Bo Bergdahl is going to go from captivity with the Taliban to living the rest of his life behind bars here, or a good chunk of his life behind bars here.
Yeah, it would seem so. And pleading guilty, it seems that he's destined for some real time behind bars, maybe life in prison. I think there's a lot of people, you know, we talked to Joe DeGeneva about this, and a lot of people in the military who are openly upset about the fact that he imperiled the lives of the men who ultimately had to go and find him. And there's a lot of people who got this wrong in the outset. I saw Chris Murphy's tweet yesterday, just people calling him an American hero from a couple years ago. So kind of an amazing story to watch. But yeah, he's destined for some prison time.
So he's avoided a trial. His sentencing hearing is scheduled to begin October 23rd. It is now 7:51 on WMAL.
Say, are you a single person on the dating scene? Well, join the club, man. Plenty of people out there are single and loving it. But what if you don't wish to remain single? Don't worry. Love will surely find you. It might happen at, let's just say, a baseball game. There you are in the stands, having a beer and a frankfurter and rooting for your home team. Suddenly, a gorgeous person of the opposite sex approaches you and asks if you're in her seat. You compare tickets, and somehow you've both been issued the same one. Management feels terrible and immediately moves you together to a private box. There you fall madly in love, and your team wins the World Series, and you catch the winning home run on your wedding day. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your It's Just Lunch matchmaker will personally set you up on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
This is Parkinson's disease.
Hello.
When it comes to doing the things you want, Parkinson's can be a real challenge. Now meet Stuart.
Hi there.
He was diagnosed with Parkinson's a few years ago. For Stuart and his carer, slowness and stiffness are often a part of their day. That means Parkinson's does its best to get in their way.
That's right.
Let's see. What's on our to-do list today? We need to pick up the...
Nope.
Well, we should at least start the...
No.
Can we get going on that?
No, sorry.
Parkinson's is a progressive condition, and as it progresses, the changes you face can be trying.
What about...
Out of the question.
At least we can...
No way.
Go to factsonpd.com to learn more about Parkinson's and the challenges you may be dealing with. You can also sign up to receive more information and an educational resource kit at no cost. Talk to your doctor about all your symptoms. At factsonpd.com, you can take a short quiz designed to prepare you for your next doctor visit.
What is your Parkinson's getting in the way of today?
Go to factsonpd.com to learn more. Brought to you by AbbVie.
It's 7:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Landon Dowdy at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning, Landon.
Good morning. Well, stocks are coming off record closes for the Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ. And the Dow is about 43 points shy of the 23,000 mark. Futures are mixed, pointing to a mixed open on Wall Street today. Corporate earnings out this morning. Strong results from Goldman Sachs, Johnson & Johnson, Morgan Stanley, and Dallas-based Bank Comerica. United Health had a mixed quarter, but it's predicting a full-year profit that's higher than forecast. European plane maker Airbus is taking a majority stake in Bombardier's C-Series jet.
jet program for free. Bombardier is Canadian, but now some of the planes could be built at one of Airbus's Alabama plants. Being built there means dodging import taxes, and Boeing is not too happy. Forbes will release the list of 400 richest Americans today. Last year, Microsoft's Bill Gates was at the top, with Amazon's Jeff Bezos in second and Warren Buffett in third. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Winter is almost here, and you know you need to get a new roof soon. You're dragging your feet, asking around, not sure where to find a roofer who will do a good job at a good price. So you're looking for somebody who knows a guy. I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. In the last 14 years, we've done over 30,000 jobs. The odds are pretty good that you know someone who's gotten a roof from us. So you know what that makes me? That's right. I'm your guy. New Look Home Design does a great job at great prices. And right now we have a great offer. 50% off all roofing materials through the end of October. Since I'm your guy, I'm going to shoot you straight. We do so many roofs, we strong arm awesome discounts from manufacturers. That's how I get you 50% off on all roofing materials. Give us a call at 800-279-5300. Again, that's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com. Tell them your guy Patrick sent you, and you'll save 50% off on all materials.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 395 HOV commuters, help is now with the broken down car. Whew, to safely block that right lane. So it's going to be 395 north before you get to the 14th Street Bridge. VDOT truck is there. Now for the main lines. As you head past Edsel Road Landmark, pretty much stop and go as you head into town, but I haven't anything in the main lines reported. Now, top side of the Maryland Beltway inner loop was slowing past University Boulevard toward New Hampshire Avenue. Had a crash reported in that stretch. Top side, normal. Here we come from 95 and around toward Georgia Avenue, 270. Now as we work through Germantown down to the Beltway stop and go, the crash that was along the way near 28, you find all your travel lanes open and that now cleared. Update is sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home. Free delivery and a free meter. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline, 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Chilly morning. Finally, frost advisories to the west and north will expire mid-morning. Plenty of sunshine throughout the day. 63. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 47 degrees at 7:56 on WMAL.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. SAP. Washington Open MRI with six convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
When you're talking about a major improvement to your home, and a new furnace would certainly qualify, you want that decision to stand the test of time. Maybe that's why they call it the test of time. You either pass or fail. Hi, this is Dave Snell from Snell Heating and Air. And you've heard me say it before, the most important day in the life of your home comfort system is the day that it's installed. It's a matter of having the right system for your size of house, sure, but it's just as important that you have the right company installing it. You don't want to play comfort roulette with some company, trusting your family's comfort and safety to the new guy. At Snell, I set the bar really high with who I'm willing to hire, and then I train them like crazy. Cost a lot of money to train our guys, but we want them to be the best trained in the area. And when you've got all that, you've got a company that's easy to put your faith in. That's why we're called the stand-up guys from Snell.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-896-2121. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our highly skilled Washington, D.C. team and Dr. Andrew Holtzman help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. Results may vary.
All right, here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Oh, we have guests galore. Mercedes Schlapp will be joining us. Secretary Wilbur Ross will be joining us. The White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And ending the show with the Vice President Mike Pence joining us all on Mornings on the Mall.